Parkinson's disease is the world's fastest growing neurological disorder. Approximately 60,000 Americans are diagnosed every year, and an estimated 1 million are living with the disease. Dr. Rachel Dolan is here to discuss the results of a new study from the foundation, and we're going to talk all about it. Doctor, first of all, appreciate your time this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's talk about Parkinson's here and the current state of Parkinson's disease. Talk about this. How many people are diagnosed and how many people? I know I mentioned that, but it's really not uncommon like some would think it would be.
It's not uncommon. And there are at least 1 million people, as you said, who are living in the United States with Parkinson's, and at least 60,000 are diagnosed each year. And the important thing to point out is it's not just people who are living with Parkinson's. It's also their family members and their loved ones who are impacted by the disease. So many, many people around the United States who are affected by Parkinson's.
And I'm sure many, many of our listeners have heard of Parkinson's disease, but really don't know a whole lot about it. What would we look for as far as symptoms that might even surprise us?
Well, Parkinson's is what we call a movement disorder. So it primarily impacts our ability to move, causes shaking or tremor, slowness, stiffness, sometimes also walking or balance problems. But there are many non-movement or non-motor symptoms that can come along with Parkinson's. And these are things like changes in your sleep or your mood or even your memory or thinking, constipation, smell loss. Some of these symptoms can actually even be the earliest signs of Parkinson's disease happening years or even decades before those motor and movement symptoms come on and a person is diagnosed with the disease.
I'm sure a lot for us to learn about Parkinson's. Obviously, you folks, even the experts, a lot to learn. And tell us about a new study that is regarding Parkinson's.
The Michael J. Fox Foundation is leading a study called PPMI, and this study is really helping researchers understand so much more about brain health in general and also about Parkinson's. So it's helping scientists see how Parkinson's comes on from its very earliest stages, who's getting Parkinson's, and how it's changing over time. And this information is really leading toward better treatments for the disease, as well as, we hope, a way to prevent it from even happening in the first place. Now, this study is open. People around the United States, both with and without Parkinson's, can participate. And participation is really easy. It's free. It mostly involves filling out questionnaires online about your health experience. And researchers use that data, which is made anonymous, to understand, as I said, more about Parkinson's, who's getting it, how we might be able to modify or prevent it in the future.
Now, along with the research participation, I understand there are other ways for folks to take steps to help this research move forward. How do we do that?
Well, there are many steps that you can take to take care of your brain health today. So Parkinson's are not, if you're just getting older, you're concerned about your brain health, you want to take the best care of your brain possible, you can exercise regularly, eat healthy, make positive connections with others in the community, and then research participation. So this is the way many people will say they feel they're in control of their health journey, of their brain health, and they're part of something that's bigger than themselves. So research participation in any way, shape, or form is one way to really get involved.
And finally, Doctor, I understand you joined the Michael J. Fox Foundation in 2014. You lead their medical communications. You know, with such a well-known person like Michael J. Fox, it really has helped educate folks on this disease, hopefully in a positive way, correct?
That's right. And there is no bigger champion for Parkinson's disease research than Michael J. Fox himself. And he is really grateful to all the volunteers, scientists, doctors who are part of this study, because it really is key to helping us move toward better treatments and a cure for Parkinson's disease.
Also, Doctor, do you have a website we can go to learn more?
People can learn more by going to michaeljfox.org/PPMI.
All right. It's Dr. Rachel Dolan, and she, as I mentioned, the medical communications with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, also a board-certified neurologist and movement disorder specialist, talking all about Parkinson's today. Doctor, appreciate your time very much.
Thank you for having me.